This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As a marker of food insecurity and poverty, 30 million children in the U.S. qualify for free or reduced price meals at schools, and that was before the pandemic recession. The federal government subsidizes this, but school districts have extra costs. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
There are about 400 school bus stops scattered around Savannah. Some are in the city, others further out. It's a network that winds through neighborhoods and connects thousands of families to schools. So it made sense to use the bus stops to deliver meals to students. Ann Levitt is the superintendent of Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools. She says when the schools offered free meal pickup, just over 2,000 meals were served a day. But
once we started delivering by bus, it could be up to 10,000.
That's still not even close to the 24,000 free meals the district served when all students attended in-person classes.
Nothing replaces or nothing currently comes close to having access to students every day.
That's a problem for the kids and the schools, says Lauren Bauer, a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
While many schools and districts are expending a lot of resources to provide these meals, take-up rates are much lower than the eligible population, and in fact, much lower than they would be if schools were open all the time.
Around 30 million kids around the country rely on that food. In the spring, the USDA made all families eligible for free meals. Some families also qualify for pandemic EBT. That's extra money for food each month. Meanwhile, schools are spending on personal protective equipment, gas for buses to deliver breakfast and lunch, and packaging for the food. Diane Pratt Hefner is with the School Nutrition Association.
They've now had to add a whole new budget line for meal prep. They're having to package up all the meals, and the cost of those packaging materials has skyrocketed because every restaurant is doing more grab and go, more carry out.
Some schools are running two food operations. In San Antonio's Northeast School District, some students attend class in person, others remotely. Sharon Glosson runs the school nutrition service.
Because we are feeding many thousands less meals every day, the revenue that we receive from the federal government for reimbursement of meals is much less.
The grab-and-go meal service has already cost the district $22,000 just in packaging materials since August. She says her district is making up the cost by using money from other parts of the school budgets. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.